Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Barry Shamish. And for those of you who don't know Barry, he has been writing over in Israel for many, many years about the corruption at every level of his government there. Barry is an Israeli patriot. He's served in the Israeli army. He's totally dedicated to the preservation of Israel. And unfortunately, there was an unsuccessful attempt on his life, and he felt it was better to come to the United States where he'd be safe. So Israel's loss is our gain, although a number of the Israeli newspapers are picking up various stories about the murder of Rabin, about the assassination of the prime minister, and about the other corruption that is taking place. So at least he's safer here. His information is getting out to Israeli newspapers, and in fact, Barry just sent me an article recently pointing out that many of the newspapers now are agreeing with his concepts that there really are powerful and very evil forces working at the highest level within the Israeli government. Well, this morning we're going to be talking about another one of those instances, the death of Wayne Owen, who's been
the murder.
And so go right ahead. Sorry.
No, the murder of Wayne Owens.
The murder of Wayne Owens. You go right ahead with this story.
Nobody would want to hear me talk about the death by natural causes of the former congressman from Utah.
Okay. You pick up the story.
Right. It was far from natural causes. And you're right. I did write an article about more murder for peace. Did you enjoy the article?
Yes, I did. And I'm glad that people are giving you some credit for the things you've been writing about for such a long period of time.
Well, that wasn't really the force of the article. The force of the article is that the murders keep on going.
Sure.
I'm going to talk about a very high-level murder today, but a very complicated story. So I may repeat names and, you know, like a schoolmarm. I'm going to try and make something very difficult, understandable. Wayne Owens was found dead on December 18th of 2002 on the boardwalk opposite the Tel Aviv Hilton. Now, the story that was told was he had a heart attack. Well, walking on his favorite piece of property in the world, the Mediterranean coastline opposite Tel Aviv Hilton. They schmaltz up the story that he died where he wanted to die, and The Israeli police checked the body and there was no signs of foul play. There was plenty of signs of foul play if you knew what to look for. Now, I'm going to tell you about two peace centers before we get into this story, and by the end, hopefully, you'll understand why he was killed. We have the motive and we have the suspects. In 1989, Wayne Owens was the head of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. He wasn't just a congressman from Utah. He rose, well, he was a House leader. Now, in 1989, he meets someone called Daniel Abraham. Now, just remember the name, and I'm going to repeat it. Daniel Abraham, and by the way, every name I mention is from the Council on Foreign Relations, and you've got to wonder, really, what kind of a murder squad goes into this besides their diplomatic niceties worldwide and trying to bring us all together and all this baloney they sell. They apparently murder. Abraham met Owens and somehow convinced him to go to Tunis to meet Yasser Arafat. Now, you have to put your mind back to 1989. Arafat was on the American terror list. It was forbidden for an American to meet with Yasser Arafat, and as well it should have been. Those were the days. The moral plane has sunk since then, but Abraham defied American law, and the head of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs went to Tunis to meet Arafat. This was a big scandal in Israel, long forgotten in America, but it was viewed very badly. Now, you have to wonder why Wayne Owens would go meet Arafat. What was his motivation? But immediately after he returns, and I think this is the reason why he got his peace center, why suddenly he had an interest in the Middle East, Wayne Owens, with Daniel Abraham, co-founders, they co-founded the Center for Middle East Peace and Economic Development. That's a real mouthful, and we'll just call it Owens Peace Center from now on. Now, keep this in mind, because in 1994, Shimon Peres started a peace center with Daniel Abraham, of course, in Tel Aviv, and they worked hand-in-hand to bilk the taxpayers of the world, but especially the United States, well, I would guess billions of dollars. We're going to see here many hundreds of millions of dollars bilk from the American taxpayer through Wayne Owens Peace Center. Now, the next piece of background, we'll get to Stephen Cohen in 1 second, I guess. I hear.
All right, fine. You hang on there. Our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the murder of Wayne Owens. We'll be back in just a moment here. It's American Freedom Network.
Good news. The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Every year a prom or graduation is ruined by an intoxicated driver. Parents, talk to your young adults about the dangers and consequences of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Remember, celebrating safely creates happy memories for everyone. This message from Jambalaya is you'll enjoy excellent food, beverages, plus top service while you're there. Enjoy the specials listed on their complete menu. They're open hours that are convenient for you, so stop by soon for that family treat. That's Jambalaya's at 109 Colorado Avenue in Moreno. Bring all your friends and family in before graduation or call ahead for larger special orders or parties. Donna and staff are proud of our graduates.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Barry Shamus this morning. We're hearing about Wayne Owens. We're hearing about a peace center, two peace centers, one Shimon Peres and Daniel Abraham, the other Daniel Abraham and Wayne Owen, and of course these peace centers. I mean, they sound so good, and the American taxpayers are funding them, and heaven only knows what's happening to the money, but you pick up the story there.
Well, they're not just funding them, they're funding the projects. Well, they're just simply bilking the American taxpayers of billions and billions of dollars. But that's why Owens got murdered, but we're jumping now. Let's now talk about one other person who plays a central role in the murder of Wayne Owens, and that is Stephen Fran Cohen. Dr. Cohen, a few people may know him. He appears on CNN as a Middle East expert and writes in the New York Times, and he's just a very, very slimy person. And he was named in 1991 by Owens and Daniel Abraham as the chief of business development for Wayne Owens Peace Fund. Very important, because we're about, oh, by the way, he's also CFR, and he's also a paid advisor to the State Department, famous for pushing Yossi Bailin's Geneva Initiative, another bilk job where Bailin got billions to push, well, I'd say hundreds of millions to push his famous Geneva Initiative. These are all peace people. And, of course, Stephen Fran Cohen was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. That goes without saying. Now, I'm about to complicate issues. I didn't say this was an easy story. We are now going to the biggest scandal, financial scandal, in Israeli history. It broke out on the 2nd of December. Remember, Owens was killed on the 18th of December, 2002. If you're trying to follow this, on the 2nd of December, 2002, 2 weeks before he arrived in Tel Aviv, Israel had an enormous financial scandal called the Ginasar scandal, named after Yossi Ginasar. Yossi Ginasar was the deputy head of the Shabak, the Internal Secret Services. He used his information to become Rabin and Barak and Peres, his personal representative, to Arafat. And, well, he decided to give his good pal Yasser a secret bank account in Switzerland, organized by his own financial advisor, Osrad Lev. Now, careful, this is complicated, but...
Well, Barry, I think we should point out, why would the Israelis be providing a large bank account for Yasser Arafat? He's supposedly the enemy. He's leading the PLO that's trying to kill the Israelis, and they're setting up a bank account for him?
Well, obviously it wasn't the Israelis, or there wouldn't have been a scandal. The Israeli people were shocked to learn that their personal representative to Arafat, that would have been Prime Minister Ehud Barak's personal representative to Arafat, was setting up a bank account in Switzerland to hide $300 million plus of stolen money from the Palestinian Authority. And this money came, again, from ministries, government ministries, foreign affairs ministries, whatever you want, all through Europe and the United States, not to mention the Israeli taxes that went to Arafat. It was supposed to go to the Palestinian people. It went to his back pocket. And Ginasar, through his advisor, again, it was Rad Lev, opened up a secret bank account in Switzerland. Rad Lev had a tinge of conscience and couldn't live with himself. He explained because he might have been financing terrorism and causing the death of Jews. Might. Of course he was. What was the money used for? Whatever Arafat could use $300 million for, terrorism was part of the package. So with this horrible tinge of conscience, he went to Ma'ariv, the second biggest newspaper, and told the whole story, of the sneakiness and conniving that he used to open up this account. Now, you have to remember, even Swiss banks are obliged not to take stolen money. You have to have some proof of where the money came from. There is some scrutiny. So Lev had to set up a whole bunch of companies to prove that the money was gained legally. Now, the Israelis, well, Ginasar's people, essentially with lots of help, added some franchises given to Arafat's cronies or some of the companies supplying the money, but there wasn't enough money, so Lev set up straw companies. Companies that, in fact, didn't exist. They existed to funnel money to Arafat. They produced nothing but money for Arafat, okay? In short, no matter what was written on their portfolios, they were straw companies. And as the CEO of the straw companies, Lev appointed Stephen Fran Cohen. He was the CEO to give a little prestige to the company, an important American professor. Nobody would doubt him. He was, well, what can you say? He was involved in massive embezzlement. Now, again, to remind you, any journalist worth his salt, as soon as this story broke, could have, in 10 minutes, I found the direct connection between Stephen Cohen and Wayne Owens. Cohen, of course, was his business advisor. So immediately when the Ginasar story broke, Wayne Owens was implicated. Now, of course, they covered up the story and it didn't. Freedom of journalism has long passed and they covered up the worst of the story. But as I said, Ginasar was not a young man. He remembered when journalists were journalists, and he was personally and directly implicated in the Ginasar scandal. Now, again, I try and explain this to sink it in. He was exposed. All right? Just outright when Wayne Owens got on a plane to Tel Aviv. By the way, it was Daniel Abraham's personal jet. And by the way, I also went looking if Daniel Abraham was on the jet. Now, logically, of course he was. He's not just going to hand out a jet if he wasn't on the jet, but I actually couldn't find that information. Nonetheless, when Wayne Owens arrived in Israel, he knew that, well, he was, in fact, in the midst of the biggest financial and diplomatic scandal Israel had seen in many, many a year. And he must have been furious. On the one hand, his life's work had turned into nothing, nothing but embezzlement. But it's worse than that. Wayne Owens arrived in Israel about to clear out the scandal, about to stop the peace mafia. And now it gets complicated. And I ask for your patience, because we're going a little off course now about who Yossi Gitasar was and the amount of money involved. Yossi Gitasar, along with Arafat's pal, Rajib Jabril, forget the names for now, they opened up a casino in Jericho. This casino brought in about $50 million a month, but according to every piece of information about the secret side of the casino that I could find, it claimed $800 million were passing through the casino a month. The casino was the Middle East's biggest money laundering operation, and this is the same Yossi Gitasar. Remember, I know it's complicated. Yossi Gitasar, who was on Shimon Peres' board at his Peace Center, who after the scandal dropped dead, by the way, of cancer within 5 months, and by the way, they kill you that way in Israel when you become a threat. He ran a casino that all of Israel, not to mention, of course, the PLO's politicians, but all of Israel's politicians had their fingers in the pie. Sharon appointed his son, Omri Sharon, to be the PLO rep. He sat in jail for taking bribes. Avigdor Lieberman in Netanyahu's cabinet, second most powerful political party in Israel right now, had his fingers in the casino. He and his daughter are being investigated supposedly by Israel police for bribe taking. This involved not just Israeli politicians. I'm now going to tell you a very quick story about President Bill Clinton of the CFR, who organized the Camp David peace talks in the year 2001. Well, Ehud Barak wanted Gitasar on his peace team, but the Israeli Attorney General said he's too tied up with Arafat to be an objective peace representative for Israel, and nixed him. So Barak phoned up Clinton, and after, asking for the pardon of Mark Rich and God knows what else, he asked Clinton to invite Yossi Gitasar to be on the American peace team, and Clinton did it. Yossi Gitasar was not American. There was no legality behind the decision, but it could have only meant one thing. Clinton must have had his fingers in the casino pie or in Gitasar's pie. He also must have been getting massive payoffs. This is how high the scandal rose. And now, with that as the background, let us look at the real money that could have been lost in the year 2002, and let us look at USAID, the agency, the American agency that gave the money to Wayne Owens. Again,
now this is for the Peace Center. They're giving him money for the Peace Center.
Well, they're giving money. All right, look, your State Department doesn't oversee the money it hands out in foreign aid.
Right.
That's too complicated, requires too much manpower. They give the money to non-governmental organizations like Wayne, especially Wayne Owens Peace Center, working hand-in-hand with the Shimon Peres Peace Center. They got hundreds of millions of bucks. A wastewater plant in Hebron, an industrial park in Tukaram. They oversaw. They were the overseers of American tax money. Now, I'm not going to dive into the depths of the crime. We're going to look at just one project that Wayne Owens took on. On April 4th of 2002, USAID gave the Wayne Owens Peace Center $128 million plus $75 million for a canal to Gaza to build a desalinization plant in Ashkelon. That was $200 billion, and the board of this project was all the crooks using the facade of peace to steal money from the people they supposedly are representing. All right, we'll get back to this.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shemin, right here, the American Freedom Network.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have 10-800 stone gold and silver.
Barra Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Barra Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality organic bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Barra Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Barra Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, 3 blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Barra Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Barra Survival today.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
Well, and back here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shemin. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your website, and how they can contact you if they'd like to have a speaker.
The story about Wayne Owens is in my book, Shapitsky, Labor Zionism, the Holocaust, and that along with all my books are at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a little search box. You press books, then you write in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and you'll see the book, Shapitsky, Labor Zionism, the Holocaust. My website is www.BarryChamish.com. Now, this station actually reaches Utah. And if anyone wants me to talk about what happens, if anyone cares enough to expose the murder of their eight-year House representative, Wayne Owens, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, let's get back to another complicated issue, was the desalinization plant in Ashkelon. Wayne Owens was made head of... It's so easy to create your own organization. Just get the paperwork and you become head of the Middle East Energy and Water Institute, making him eligible to handle $200 million, of which many tens of thousands were going to be stolen. That's what he was doing on April 4th of 2002, and you should see the board of Wayne Owens' new project in Ashkelon. Naturally, Shimon Peres handled the money in Israel. What else would he do with his Bunko Peace Center? But the names, besides the PLO names, all tied up with Arafat's, his secret bank account, that's for sure. You've got Israelis like Yossi Beilin, Americans like Sarah Ehrman, head of Peace Now America, also of the CFR. You've got Yossi Beilin. You've got Mikhail Gorbachev, all getting a piece of this latest bunko operation run by the Wayne Owens Peace Center. Now, this project was going to produce 50 million cubic meters of water a year. That was not accidental. This project was needed because Israel promised Jordan 50 million cubic meters of water, and it was drying out the Kinneret. And by the way, I've got stories about that, how in Israel now they're not flushing toilets and showers are being reduced to 3 minutes, and they're running out of water there. This project was not just for the good of Israel and Gaza. It was also to somehow stop all the damage being done by the peace process itself, and Wayne Owens was in charge of it.
Did they ever get the desalinization plant finished?
I believe they did. I don't know about any canal going to Gaza. That Arafat got $75 million for, that was never built. But Israel's got a few desalinization plants, having really no effect on the water situation anyways. The water disappears with or without them. It's too expensive. But back to USAID, which handed out the money. They had one person looking at the finances for this and all projects in the region. His name was Larry Foley. He was the USAID controller for the region. Well, I guess he found out about all the... He sat there with his little calculator and figured out how many tens of millions of bucks were being stolen, because on October 28th, again, that's a month and a half before Owens arrived in Tel Aviv, Larry Foley was assassinated in Amman, in Jordan. Somebody did not want USAID he just discovered too much and he was assassinated. I'll repeat the name so you can go look him up. He also deserves somebody recognizing why he was assassinated. Larry Foley, F-O-L-E-Y. You can start doing some of the research I did, and you'll see the picture. When Wayne Owens arrived in Tel Aviv, he was not just in charge of a kleptomania organization. He was also in charge of a murder organization, and he knew it. Now, careful with this trip. The next names are also very complicated if you've never heard them before, but they're the reason he got murdered. On December 17th, That is, one day before he landed in Tel Aviv, Wayne Owens was in Cairo, where he had a meeting with Sari Nusseibeh. He was Yasser Arafat's minister for Jerusalem, and Salam Fayyad, he was Arafat's minister of finance. Both were considered honest, which is a relative term for the PLO and for the region and for everything else, but they were considered a lot more honest than Arafat. Arafat's corruption was destroying any chance for Palestinian nationhood. It was just like Israel. It was becoming a state of, well, theft for peace. It's that simple, theft for peace. You sell peace, you get theft. Owens planned a major coup against Arafat when he arrived in Israel. Now, how do we know this? And believe it or not, there is serious evidence out there. What happened is Sari Nusseibeh arranged a meeting between Owens and his partner. You won't remember the name, but I have to give it. Ibrahim Balanda was Nusseibeh's partner, and he got a permit from the Israel Defense Forces to enter Israel and meet Owens on December 18th. After Owens was found dead, and we'll talk about shortly who did it and how, Balauna's permit was canceled by the IDF, and he was arrested. The next day, Arafat dropped Nusseibeh from his cabinet, and the coup was over. What was clear was that Wayne Owens was going to put a stop to the corruption. He was going to bring down Yasser Arafat, and he had his forces in place, and he was going to open his mouth.
And that is a very dangerous thing, to tell the truth. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shavis, Rob Porter, completing the program.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here, Barry Shamish, is going to wrap up the program. Go ahead, Barry.
Look, the next time you know someone who goes for a walk on a boardwalk and has a heart attack and drops dead, let me know. It doesn't happen. The circumstances on a, well, they were like Sonny Bono's. I won't go into it. A popular tourist destination year-round, and no one saw him drop, or no one saw him choke, or no one's nothing. His body was just discovered, and later on determined there was no foul play. Giving someone a heart attack and superficially covering up all foul play is child's play in the murderama business. The easiest way, of course, is just put a bubble of air into a needle and put it in a vein, and that'll do the trick. But there are also poisons that will do the trick as well, and they're hard to trace and whatever. It's not hard to make him have a heart attack. And I've been in touch with family members. I spoke in Utah. The problem there is the Mormon Church will not expose anything wrong with one of its members. They're a very protective organization, but it's worse because the people of Utah should get answers. My goodness, the effect on all of us that you can murder with impunity, well, I don't have to describe what effect it could have on anybody. That murderers get away with murder, it's not good for your society, Mormon or Jewish or Arab. The last person to see Wayne Owens alive was Shimon Peres' deputy director of his Peace Center, Avi Gill. He had dinner with Owens from 6 to 7. Owens' body was found at 9. I assume Gill has something to do with it. To the point, I wasn't there, so I can't say he dropped poison in his food, but the last person I found that was with Wayne Owens was Peres' deputy director of Peres' Peace Center. Now, again, I'm not going to accuse him of the actual murder because so many people wanted Wayne Owens dead. What he was about to do was topple. Well, you just don't make enemies of the likes of Peres or Arafat, but this Peace Center of his involved people like, again, Gorbachev and Clinton at the highest levels. They were all getting payoffs for bringing a Palestinian state into being and for promoting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. They were robbing their people with the latest scam, the peace scam. And Wayne Owens, now we can ask all we want what was on his mind. Was he did he want to go down fighting? Did he have a conscience? That's for someone else to decide. The fact is, in his last act, Wayne Owens was going to take away billions of dollars from the crooks of the world. Well, and in my focus, from the crooks surrounding the Shimon Peres Peace Center, he was going to be, well, what can you say? He was going to expose the leaders of the world for the crooked thieves they really are, and he died for it. There, I think I summed it up.
All right, fine. It's certainly it's a fascinating story. He was actually going to topple, you think he was actually going to topple Shimon Peres? Was this really what it was about?
It was to topple Yasser Arafat. That's what it was all about.
Okay.
How much time do we have left?
We've got about 3 minutes.
All right. I wrote an article about the latest murders. If you get in the way of these people, the peace leaders, they kill you. I was on the phone to Israel yesterday with an activist, and she described what happened after Rabin was assassinated, how the wave of murders shut up the protest movement, how the police came with clubs to back up the murders, how the media came and described the Israeli religious and right as a bunch of murderers when they were in fact the actual violent murderers. They turned reality around. This month, three Israeli major activists in Israel, major, within 2 days, within 2 miles of each other, all suffered near-fatal car crashes. In one case, it was fatal. It was David Matar, who was Nadia Matar's husband, head of Women in Green, Yaakov Sitz. I can't give the names. It's not worth it. The fact remains the murderama continues. The people who are selling peace kill. They kill, and they so far they have killed with complete impunity all the way up to Prime Minister Rabin, all the way up to Prime Minister Sharon, and down to the lowliest protesters and Wayne Owens. If you get in the way of this peace bulldozer, they will kill you.
Well, we saw that here with the Kennedy assassination. Over 100 people associated with, the murder of President Kennedy met strange demises. There's a book called The Missing Witnesses, and they were all missing, over 100 of them. We see this over and over again.
The
murder of Martin Luther King, and when James Earl Ray asked for a trial, and the judge Battle was going to give him a trial. I remember the story very well. And next day, why Judge Battle suffered a heart attack, and the next judge was going to listen to James Earl Ray's story about how he didn't kill Martin Luther King. Why, of course, they would not allow a trial of James Earl Ray. So the same things happen in Israel. They happen here in the United States. It's all about power, and there really are wicked forces in the world today.
Well, all I can say, anyone listening from Utah, see what you can personally do to get justice for Wayne Owens.
Well, I would like to. I hope he was going there to do the right thing, and that's why they did him in.
I believe that's why. Yes, he died doing the right thing. That we can be sure of.
Okay. God bless. Thanks very much, Barry. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
Bye bye.
Bye all.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. I hope you enjoy his story. Under any circumstances, this is the time when I want to suggest to our listeners that you have to understand that there really is organized evil in the world. And that's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. This is not casual. This is not suddenly something that just happens by chance. There really are secret societies out there and brutal people who are employed as assassins. We have a four-tape set called Deadly Assassins. It's a four-CD set. My interview with a couple of professional assassins employed by the CIA for a mass murder. One of them, of course, was employed to kill a presidential candidate. The other was supposed to kill a world leader. And it's fascinating. Deadly Assassins, a four-tape set. We hope you'll want to get it. And we put the four-tape sets together to give you the information you need. We have a four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King. It pretty goes into the background of the trial that was actually instigated by Martin Luther King's family, and it had to do with a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was part of the assassination team, who admitted to be part of the assassination team, and there was a four-week trial, and not a word in the controlled media. The execution of Martin Luther King, an excellent four-tape set. Four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We have a book on who killed Bobby, and a DVD, RFK Must Die. They're all very well done. Information you're not going to get elsewhere. We have two four-tape sets on the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President Kennedy, including a two-hour interview on one of them with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA, and then the other interview, a two-hour interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and she tells the story. A very nice lady. We really enjoyed talking to her about the meeting that was held the night before when the murder of President Kennedy was planned. Who was there? Fascinating information. You're not going to get this through regular channels. That's the JFK assassination. The one is JFK assassination. The other is the update. But you get the information there that you won't get elsewhere. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. There's been a lot of talk about the fact that there was a stand-down order on September 11th so that the Air Force jets couldn't actually intercept the hijacked planes. I mean, have you ever wondered why NORAD couldn't intercept those planes? Well, it was a stand-down order. If you want to hear the last interview with Sergeant Laura Chavez, we have it. He disappeared after we interviewed him, never to be heard from again. But he was actually at the headquarters there in Tampa, Florida, headquarters for the CENTCOM, and basically would tell you that there was a stand-down order that morning. But, of course, these are stories you're never going to hear. That is why, why did the buildings come down, or 911 update. I'm sorry, I don't remember which one it's in, but we have these four tape or four CD sets. You need to get them. You're welcome to copy them. Get them out. We are being lied to, and if the American people don't care about this country, we're going to lose it. We have to get the information out, and you've got to help us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Go there. You can listen to our programs. The other programs, 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day more. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause,